The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hello, 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 hello. We got to hustle up because Lindsay's got to go to Bible school. Lindsay's adult vacation Bible school.
Yeah. That's really what it is.
Arts and crafts and things like that. And
snack time.
So forth. Okay. I'm going to try something. I don't know whether this will work. I'm going to try to play an entire video from the original source. I'm going to try to play that over into the podcast here. Okay. So this is a story from Florida. It happened yesterday. And we'll all listen along together, hopefully. Here we go.
An unusual story out of Central Florida. In fact, one woman went above and beyond to save her dog from an alligator.
She even punched the gator to save her furry friend. Chris Hurst spoke with a woman about her heroic efforts.
Lazy slug.
Four-month-old Dax probably has no idea his owner, Danny Wright.
But anyone would do it.
Saved his life last week.
But we've never seen an alligator back here.
She took Dax behind her house in Land O'Lakes and walked.
Okay, here's the thing. We've never seen an alligator back here. As she's leading them into the backyard, which is directly on what looks like a bayou. In Louisiana, we would call it a bayou. It's still water. You know, the water's not moving, and it's just covered in algae. So if you walked up to that place or saw a picture of it, the first thing you would say is, there have to be alligators in here.
Yeah. You must be new to the neighborhood.
Yeah, she's shocked by it. All right, here we go.
Walked along this stagnant creek.
I heard a squeal, and I got pulled. So the alligator had him by his air tag and drags him.
She says an alligator bit Dax's collar and dragged him into the water. Then Wright fought back.
And I just punched and punched and punched, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go, like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm.
It may look like algae or maybe even astroturf, but it's actually floating water moss, and it provided a great cover for that 5-foot gator.
Soon, trappers and FWC
can't even believe this happened to my life today.
Came and caught the gator.
I freaking fought an alligator and won.
Right, recording it safely inside her porch.
Be careful with your dogs. You know, these alligators are no joke. I mean, 15 feet he came out to get them, and I didn't see him.
And she has a reminder for dog owners to avoid taking them anywhere close to water.
I learned to be more alert. Constantly walk around. I'm looking at my phone all the time. Leave your phone at home, you know. Pay attention.
Because you never know what might be lurking. But in Florida, if it's wet, you can bet a gator is close by.
I don't know how she thought.
Okay.
Clever little tag.
Yeah.
It's wet.
That's an old Louisiana joke. How you know there's an alligator in that water? If that water is wet, there's an alligator in it. Okay, so first of all, the alligator was small. It wasn't much bigger than the dog. Not to say she wasn't heroic, but I'm just saying it was a small alligator.
It was a baby.
Yeah, and my point with that is also there are more in there with that little one. There's not a... That's not a one and done situation. Mm-hmm. But if you live in Florida or South Louisiana, would you ever walk your dog next to a live body of water?
Never.
No. No.
Never. Find a different spot.
What did she say? These alligators are for real. I mean, you can tell she's a New York transplant.
Yeah.
Into Florida. She's like, you know, leave your phone at home. You leave your cigarettes at home. That's what you need to do.
Actually, it could have come in handy. Smoking, you see it, you put it in the eye.
Good point.
Now, she was a skinny little thing, but I mean, full makeup, bleached hair with a side pony. I mean, you know, she just fit that stereotype of the hanging at the bar. You know, I'm moving to Florida. I'm through with this cold weather. It makes my bones ache. I'm moving to Florida. Florida.
Florida.
Who would have thought there's alligators in there? Everybody.
Yeah. Oh, you know, from your lips to God's ears. You know, get me to Florida. That's what I said, get me to Florida. Now I'm kind of second guessing it. Although I do love everything else about it, I just don't love the fact that my dog almost got eaten by a gator. These gators are serious. These alligators are serious.
Yeah. Who knew they were back there?
It's a real thing.
Everybody. Yeah.
We've never seen an alligator back here. Okay. That's because they're hidden.
Yeah.
Underneath the moss.
Oh my gosh. Well, and I love how she's like, who would have thought today I fought an alligator and won, but like you're picturing this huge alligator. I didn't realize it was like, I mean, and good for her. It's, you know,
it's still a big deal. It is. But my point really is that little one, it has to be a big one nearby. And that water looks like it is a perfect habitat for alligators. It can't just be that one little one in there.
I'm used to the city.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need a stiff, and I'm out of Canadian mist. Oh God.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Y'all may need to refresh my memory a little bit. Disney Springs at Disney World, that's where you go, and they have all of the little bars and the shops and things like that. It's kind of away from all of the Disney characters and all of that, right? That's where we used to go and have lunch, or sometimes we'd go watch. Now we would go watch football at night when we would go with our charity group. We would go to the boardwalk over at the ESPN club. That's where we would go. But then Disney Springs, is that the area that has the giant Lego Loch Ness monster in it?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Is that where in that area you and Gwen kind of got in an argument because she wanted to eat at a bowling alley and you didn't, Riggins?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I was right. It was a bowling alley and she wanted to go eat sushi at it. And I'm sorry. I don't want to eat sushi at the bowling alley. It's 100 degrees outside. I've been walking on the pavement all day. The last thing I want to do is go to a bowling alley and eat sushi.
That could be dangerous.
Exactly. And she's like, oh, you're just uptight. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
You don't want to get E. coli today. So, okay.
I want an ice cold beer and a cheeseburger. That's all I want. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but come on.
Yeah.
So investigators in Florida are searching for a man who robbed a popular Disney Springs restaurant by swimming up in scuba gear and a wetsuit and then swimming away with thousands of dollars.
Oh my God. And the money gets wet.
No, he probably had it in, you know, waterproof things.
Oh, it's kind of genius actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that paddlefish restaurant. Y'all know where that is? It's way down at the end. It's kind of that fancier restaurant at the end of Disney.
Yeah. We've eaten there before. We've eaten out on that patio on the water.
Yeah. Well, that's where he was. He swam up there and got into that restaurant. I'm guessing it was after hours because I think people would have noticed.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
It says that deputy said the man found a place to store his wetsuit and scuba gear before walking into the manager's office where cash from the night was being counted and deposited. And say, so yeah, he came up there and actually robbed them while they were working, counting out the money.
That's insane. And you talk about having alligators in Florida. I mean, swimming at night through the waters around there.
Yeah, no way.
I guarantee you there's alligators in there. There's got to be.
Well, there is. You just you heard that story about the little 3-year-old being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that was way over at one of the resorts. I don't know how far that is. Is that a long way from Disney Springs? I think. But still, it's water going to water. So, yeah, they're around there. You're right.
I never went to Disney Springs with you guys. It was built after I had already gone.
I think they just called it something else. They called it, that used to be what they called Downtown Disney, I think. And then they changed it to Disney Springs. But, yeah, you've definitely been there.
Really?
Yeah, because you've eaten at that Rainforest Cafe with us and Planet Hollywood. And
okay, I didn't realize it was the same thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, and what's the other one? The Hard Rock Cafe? No, not the Hard. The House of Blues.
House of Blues, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we always had our staff lunch there at the House of Blues. Yeah.
So they just renamed it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we not to say that we didn't do a lot of more fun things after you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
By design, you know, mm-hmm. Like. That bitch is gone. We can really have some fun now.
Party. Yeah, not on purpose. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it just happened. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, I get it. We had some fun times. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, Ace almost beat up a Disney employee, you know, or whatever. I don't even know.
It's my favorite.
Elderly Disney employee.
That's my favorite Disney memory.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.